Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
All right, Justin, just exactly how did those grains end up here this afternoon?
Meat futures rallied today. The feeder cattle on April were up 40 at 155.95, about $1.40 off of the contract lows early. May's up 37, 155.12. August up 65. Today was the last trading day for the March contract. It looks like it was right at 161, down about 40 to finish the day. Of course, the index and settlement will come at the first of next week. We'll know exactly where that is going to expire. But it did expire today, so now April is the front month. April's roughly $6 below where the March went off the board at this point. And live cattle up 50 in the April's at 135.97, and then a sharp drop off to June. June's are up 32 today at 125.42. So a little over a $10 swing from April to June. To go up further than that, August is even lower. It's up 82 today at 120.82. So the inversion is not only in the feeder cattle, but also in the live cattle. As you go on back, those months are lower. Something to keep note of, November, which is becoming more and more traded, is at 147.17. Now, the reason why it is lower is because the weights increase on that contract. They went from 650 to 850 and increased to 700 to 900 to reflect the market demand.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain futures were higher today. Corn closed up a penny, put December new crop up a penny at 387. Soybeans up 5 to 5.5 cents. And then wheat futures were steady here. July closed unchanged at 483 and a quarter. The July Chicago wheat down a quarter at 470 and a half. Both of those were about 5 cents off the low from earlier today. There is another weather event. Not exactly sure how cold it's going to get in the weed affected areas. Right now it doesn't look like it's going to get very cold at all, so that will be in the next 7 days. Also tomorrow, markets are closed in observance of Good Friday. They will open back up for the grain Sunday night, for the cattle Monday morning at noon. There was an announcement this morning of 260,000 metric tons of corn sold to Taiwan. That was partially part of the reason why the market rallied a touch. Also this morning, exports. Wheat was 487,000. We were expecting 150 to 350, so it was higher than expected. And then corn and beans were both in the middle to low end of the range. Corn, 903,000 metric tons. Beans, 440,000 metric tons. So beans have been running pretty high, but that is quite a bit lower.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.